Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, day two at Georgia Economic Developers Association annual conference. So excited to be talking to my next guest, Linda Mosley with 365 Degree Total Marketing. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you.
365. How'd you come up with that? What is that?
Well, it obviously means we go 5 degrees beyond full circle marketing. 365 days of the year.
There you go. Double meaning.
That's right.
So what is the total marketing that you're doing?
For economic developers, we specialize in destination marketing. Mm-hmm. And we work with a lot of economic development corporations and entities all over the Southeast United States. So we do anything from branding the different communities to actually developing their websites, their print marketing, digital marketing, and once again, full service marketing.
So they come to you and they have trouble with their kind of identity or brand, and they don't know how to get the word out about the kind of the cool city they are, the cool community they are?
Yeah, each community has unique assets, and I think it's important for each community to not only be aware of the unique assets, but give a voice to the unique assets that they have and mm-hmm. make sure that the world really knows what they can offer. And in terms of recruiting businesses to communities, it's extremely important to make sure that you are able to give meaning to what makes you unique, what sets you apart, so that the businesses will select your community when they're bringing thousands of jobs or hundreds of jobs to that community. It's extremely important to make sure that you can market your community correctly.
So when a community is out there, I'm sure that all the people in the community, they think they're special and unique, right? But they don't may not be able to articulate kind of that uniqueness. Is that where you come in to really help them find that kind of secret sauce or the thing that makes them special?
That's exactly right.
So how do you, like, what's a conversation you would have with somebody? And what's like a challenge? Do they even, or do they have the self-awareness to know that, hey, maybe something's wrong or something could be better?
That's a very good question. Some of them are very aware and others do not know what they don't know.
But sometimes they're sitting on, maybe in your eyes, you're like, you're sitting on a gold mine here if you would just be able to tell this story, and they may not be aware of it.
That's exactly right. And that's the fun part of our job. My background's actually psychology, and I taught at Clayton State University in mm-hmm. Atlanta. So I love the psychology of marketing and going into a community and finding that secret sauce.
Right.
Finding out what is going to make you capitalize on the assets of your community. What's going to make someone else out there say, you've got exactly what I need for right. my business? And it goes to quality of life as well as your actual business assets, like your infrastructure and your road systems and just anything that's important in economic development, your education system. Right now, workforce training is of
right,
huge
that's
importance.
Huge.
So if you've got technical schools and colleges in the communities that can offer training for specific industries, then that's of huge
importance. Right, that's a huge asset they might be taking for granted.
Exactly, exactly, because that's something they've always known.
Right, it's been here forever, so they don't even think about it. But to an outsider, they're like, oh, you have that there, that's fantastic. I can kind of grow my own employees then.
Exactly, and some of the smaller communities can actually offer a little more customization than mm-hmm. some of the larger communities.
More flexible
with the types of professors that they hire and the types of right. workforce training programs that they
and
develop.
And create that customized training specifically for that industry.
Exactly.
Right. So exactly. you help them become aware of that and kind of create the communication tools to kind of share the story and tell
That's exactly right. And we do everything from what color best represents your community, because
so some communities
color,
don't have like their official color, they don't have that kind of branding.
Exactly, they don't have the branding that they need, or perhaps their branding
maybe needs a reboot,
needs a refresh. That's exactly right. So we can come in and help them refresh their brand.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at, what are your goals? Where do you want to go? What's the voice that you want to communicate? And you know, there's a reason why restaurants, the top fast food restaurants, all use red and yellow. Yellow actually makes you hungry and makes you salivate. Red makes you stop and make a decision. You know, so there's meaning to the colors. There's meaning to what you do for your branding for those communities. And you need to research what their goals are, what their strategy is for future and current. Mm-hmm. And then we match that with everything that we do, from the colors to the print media to the digital media to the websites. All of that has to blend together and have that consistent brand.
Now, is there a story you can share about a community that you helped maybe tell the story about what they were struggling with and how you came in? Obviously, don't name the name of the city unless you want to, but just tell kind of the problem solution.
Yeah, and I don't think this community would mind, but we worked with Thomasville, North Carolina, and they actually lost 70% of their jobs because they went to China. And Thomasville Furniture, of course, the chair building part of that, right, was their primary location and their primary employer, mm-hmm, for decades. And when they slowly but surely lost all the jobs, they were in a very critical position.
Right.
Now, the important thing for them was we found out that they really didn't lose their citizens. Their population didn't go down, but people were out commuting. So they were going 20 and 30 miles down the road,
right,
to get the jobs that they used to have right there in the community. So the community was losing sales tax dollars, you know, et cetera, through this. So it's crucial that we brought in employers that could facilitate employment right there in the community and build that energy back for,
right,
that community. So they were going after a younger audience. So we came in and we used some very vibrant colors to, mm-hmm, to display their brand, and came up with the destination of global opportunity, and we used the G and the O on global opportunity for Thomasville Go, mm-hmm, and they had over 2,000 bumper stickers on the cars in that community, and the kind of the teal blue and the bright vibrant orange that we used just really had an energy that appealed to the younger crowd. And they were increased their employment there over 70% since we started working with them.
Wow.
So,
and that's one of those things where the community, if you frame it right, they're really hungry for this, and they take pride in the community, and they want to be doing this kind of thing if it's positioned properly.
Exactly. And then I'll tell you about one other one. We worked recently with Clayton County, and they won the Public Relations Society of America award off of the brand that we did for them. And we found out that there was a lot of information there that was just not being disseminated out correctly. And they had a reputation for having a lot of crime. Well, we found out their crime had actually gone down over 19% in the, mm-hmm, past 3 years.
But no one was telling that story.
But nobody was telling, mm-hmm, that story. And they had problems with their education system just because of their board of directors, not because of their education.
Right.
And so they lost their accreditation 10 years ago. But nobody was telling that, hey, in the last 10 years, you know, we have gotten our graduation rate up to beating some of the other communities or counties, right, that are within that region. And so the tagline we came up with for them was where the world lands and opportunities take off, taken off from the fact that
the airport
right, is located in Clayton County. And, again, they won a national award for that. We've wrapped MARTA buses with that, the bus stops. They're in the airports, and they have really done a fabulous job of taking that branding that we did for them and taking it forward, and it's made a big difference for them.
Wow, what a great story. If somebody wants to learn more, have a conversation with you or somebody on the team, what's the website? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
365degreetotalmarketing.com is the website, and our 1-800 number is 800-697-5568. And just ask for Linda Mosley or Heath Slapikas, and we'd love to talk to you.
And that's the number, 365degreetotalmarketing.com.
That is correct.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Georgia Economic Developers Association Annual Conference.